to Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic. I am your host, Mark Delaney Crew Wheeler. And let's get started. We're going to run through this pretty quick. I know most of us are thinking about the football game in 30 minutes. Go Giants. Woo. Beat those Cowboys. And that's my plan, to be truthfully honest. So we're going to run through it pretty quickly. Excuse me. And let's get right to it. For those of you that don't know, and have been living underneath the rock, Hurricane Isaac hit Louisiana this past week. You know, prayers go out to anyone who's going through any troubles or anything like that. But that affected a lot of the waters around our areas, especially in South Carolina. They received a couple of small bands, a lot of rain this past weekend. Things were wet, but with those that could get out did, and did excellent. Heard of several reports from Beaufort of some really nice fish coming in the snapper category. Mile and a half offshore, probably there's a really nice wreck out there. A lot of guys doing very well on some decent snapper. So congrats to them. A bunch of trigger fish as well. And, of course, the everlasting gobstopper known as trout and redfish are really going off right now. Some really decent fish being caught, better size to them as well. I'm going to bounce up to North Carolina. I'm going to try and make this quick and easy. Again, if you can get out of Oregon Inlet and troll with a live bunker, live bluefish, you'd be doing very good for yourself. You know, the kingfish are out there, the king mackerel. You can really do some hurting on them currently. Hang on 1 second. We got a caller. We're going to hit to him right now. Air code 908. You're on the air.
Hey, it's Matt Chalks, Yak Chomp. Just listening in because this thing says buffering. Anyway, how's it going, Mark?
Doing good, man. Doing good. How you been?
All right. Chat room just got back from Delaware. Fishing's phenomenal out in the ocean.
Okay, so give us a Delaware report.
Indian River Bay Inlet. Was out of there about 6 to 8 miles offshore fishing the artificial reefs that they've been putting out there. Fluking's phenomenal. Nice fish. Biggest one I had was 25 inch.
Nice.
The only downside is can't really get a yak out there. Got to go out on a boat, and that's why I was down there. My pops has 2 boats, and, man, we fished all weekend.
Nice.
But yeah, there's everything
that's
out there. Small blues. We catch a bunch of sea bass out there. Caught a puffer fish. Then you got your junk fish, like your spiny dogfish and your skates. And they're all over the place, too, of course.
Right.
But, yeah, it's a great time.
Cool, man. So
anybody down in the Delaware area and know somebody with a boat, get out there.
Definitely.
From what I hear, not much going on in the inlet. Croaker, that's about it. Small
right.
Flounder.
Cool, man. Well, thanks for calling in and giving us a fresh report, man.
Yeah, no problem. I'll keep listening. I just can't get on the internet. I can't hear the live feed, so.
Okay, no problem.
All right, thanks.
All right, that was Delaware. Made it easy for me. Maryland, pretty much the same thing that's been going on. Just things are starting to move now. You know, everything's starting to get in that groove. Usually September's when, you know, things start moving. If you go all the way up to Maine and you know, New England area, it's the time of the year that the stripers start feeding. They know what's going on. They know that, you know, it's time that we should start moving. They progressively have started doing that. Heard some really good bites in Maine on the striper as they start schooling up and moving south. Boston, if you're in the Boston area and you're listening in, you know, better tighten down those straps because here they come. You know, it's going to get – you guys are going to get in some really good striper blitzes here, probably, if not now, within the next week and a half. If you're on Long Island, You know, you should be salivating. If you're on the end, you know what I'm talking about. You know, you're just waiting for it. You're waiting for those bait fish to move in, for that rip to start going about high tide, right off the end there, getting on them rocks and getting into them. That should be really good. And then for us down here, from, I'm going to say, South Jersey to Virginia, just a waiting game. I mean, they're starting to show up a little bit, some smaller fish here and there. Again, October is when it happens. Granted, here all year, but October is the key point. Probably start catching some of the light lines. Granted, you can catch them now, but coming up the next 2 to 3 weeks, if the water temps don't drastically change, you see more and more fish moving towards those light lines. So, should be good. All right. For Virginia, the flounder bite's really slow right now for whatever reason. You can get out there and if you get into a good school of flounder, you can do very well for yourself. But problem is you have to find them. And, that's half the battle right now. Once you find those fish, you can get your limit if you want your limit. And, then just play catch and release from there on out. The puppy drum are getting bigger. You know, you're looking at, a month and a half ago, you were catching 13, 14-inch fish. Now you're catching 15, 16, 17-inch fish now. Hopefully by the time the TKA tournament, which is coming up in 3 weeks, they'll all be this, 20-inch fish, 18 to 20-inch fish, and should be interesting to say the least. But more on that on next week's show. All right. And for those of us that get offshore, congratulations to the Matador and Captain Jake for catching a super slam on the billfish side. That's a swordfish, a white marlin, a blue marlin, and a sailfish. Caught a monster swordfish. The story on that's pretty cool. You can find that out on tidalfish.com. Great story on that swordfish. Congratulations, Jake, and the rest of the captains that are going offshore and tearing them up. All right. Let's see here. Let's get right to the brass tacks. Get ready for fall. And what you should start getting your mindset. Yes, it's still warm, but it's time now to start preparing. And how do you just start doing that? Start pulling out all your gear for the winter, for fall and winter. Pull out those old waders. Pull out the dry gear, the layers, and inspect them. This is the time that you can go through and check everything. If it looks worn, if it looks old, don't take a chance. Last thing you want to have happen is for a gear failure, i.e., you find a massive, you've got a leak in your dry suit, then you're just uncomfortable. Really shortens your day. Now's the time to start thinking about stuff like that. If you have waders, check all the seams. If you wear dry pants, do the same thing. Check all those seams. Put them on. Because, we all change sizes. Put them on. See if they still fit. See if you're going to be able to put, a couple layers of clothing underneath them coming in December when you're trying to eel. Now's the time to start thinking about that, like I said. So check all those seams. Check the zippers. If you have zippers. Check to make sure that, everything is up to par. Now is the time to also start, if you find a failure, if you find it, I'm going to upgrade. I was wearing, boot waders last year. I want stocking foot this year. Go ahead and start looking at that. L.L. Bean sells a great set of waders. They're the Flyweight 2s. They're really inexpensive. They're like $100. They're thin, but they're still... They're durable. Stocking foots, I think they're only like less than $100. I'm not going to give you an exact price. I don't know off the top of my head. These are the ones I use. They're extremely comfortable. They're decent. I've had mine for 2 seasons now. I can't say enough about them. Instead of going out and spending a huge amount of money. Plus, if you don't want to wear the full wader, you can roll them down and use them as pants. They do come with a wading belt. Makes things great. So definitely check them out if you're looking at upgrading or just trying to get a new set. For tops, there are hundreds of tops out there. Cocotap makes a great one. But the best thing to do, if you were going to get a new top, is buy one of the paddle tops that you see the whitewater paddlers use. They're meant for flexibility and movement, and they're meant to keep you dry, okay? Best thing to do, go to your local shop. If you're in Hampton Roads, Virginia, I'm going to tell you right off the top of my head, go to ARC, talk to Vic, talk to Andrea, Miss Nunnally, and the rest of the crew there at ARC. They will help you get set up. Can't say enough about them. Water Outfitters has a great selection. You know, find the local shop that you usually go to. Go in there and, you know, start looking now. Because, you know, here in Virginia, we've got probably another month and a half before things start getting cold again. Those water temps start dropping to when we start getting uncomfortable, to when we start needing to wear, you know, the protective gear again. Again, especially with some of the, you know, the COVID hats and everything else, if you don't take care of them, or if they went back in your storage bin wet, or if you're like the guys at the Northeast where they wear them all year long or out west, check those zippers. That's the main fail point 99 times out of 100. You go to pull that zipper tight and it's not fully seated or it misses or it's rusted. Quick fix or just a quick protective thing, if no one's ever talked about it, chapstick. Buy the cheapo chapstick. Okay, and just put it, you know, put a good layer on your zippers and run it through that a couple times. It's a great little trick. Do that a few times before you put it back away because it's still going to be a month. This is just a prep time now. Things to start, you just start thinking about. Cold weather gear. Christmas is coming. Maybe you can suck at the family into giving you an early Christmas present. And cold weather gear. No cotton. Remember, folks, wool, fleece, stuff that won't allow, that doesn't allow, you know, the water to stick to you, if that makes any sense. Cotton's a killer. Please don't wear it. Who makes that now? There's a company that makes a great hooded sweatshirt. I know we all wear them. It's just comfortable to wear a hooded sweatshirt. We shouldn't, but it's a synthetic fiber. It's got, I think Grunden makes it, actually, where the wrists actually lock down so you don't have the dribble effect running down your arm and onto your core. Candle wax is great for zippers, too. Thank you, King Rat. Would you recommend dry gear for the boondoggle? Actually, I'm not quite sure. Last year, and the reason I say I'm not quite sure is last year, some people were uncomfortable because the water temps were in the 70s and in the high 60s in the first weeks of October. But, again, this year's been so weird that, you know, we're still in 80-degree water in Lynn Haven. You know, high 70s to 80s in the bay. And it's just one of those things where I'm not going to say yes. Give us another week or two, and we'll give you a definite on what you need to bring. I know in 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, I will be doing the boondoggle special, things that you need to bring, but it's something that you might just want to bring just in case. If anything else, a pair of waders, but I can't say yes or no. Don't go out and buy some expensive thing right now unless you live in the Northeast or you plan on fishing this winter. But for the safe side, just keep that in the back of your mind. You might need it. Hopefully not. So, where was I? Candle wax zippers. Start getting your mindset towards wintertime, especially if you plan on fishing. If you plan on fishing for those big old stripers that get the beak, some things you might need. Do you have the right rod? Do you have the right reel? The line? What you're looking at, bring it, as Mr. Lozier puts it. You never know. Just in case, just bring it. Lost what you thought again. You know, rods and reels for striper fishing. the same gear you use for your tautog, because it's the same gear that you would use for any of your larger species. What do we use out here? 7-foot heavy action rod, fast tip, something with some beef in it. You know, the 15 to 30, you know, 20 to 30 pound class rods. We're not talking boat rods. We're talking, you know, your casting rods. The decent reel on there, a Slosh 20, Slosh 30 from Daiwa. The Seadrops round from Akuma is great. Let's see here. Anything with a clicker on it. You know, your Abus, maybe it's like a 4000 series size. Something bulky. Something that you can have a lot of line, that's got a good drag, that has a clicker, and load that thing with 60 to 80 pound braid. You're going to need it. That's the biggest thing, is, you know, having that good breaks. You'll be fishing in areas where you will get cut off. Tie on about 24 inches of, you know, 40 to 60 pound monoliter. You can go fluorocarbon. And then your hooks and then your eels and you're set up. You know, these are all things you need to start thinking about. You're going to be fishing underneath the lights of HRBT. 360 degree light is recommended. It is the safest thing you could do. Do you need it? No. By Coast Guard rules, you only need a directional light, but do you really want to take the chance? No. Check your PFD. PFDs have a problem with staying keeping us floating in the cold. A, because you're wearing a lot more gear. Check it. If it looks worn out, if it's starting to lose its form and shape, buy a new PFD, please. I don't want to hear about anyone having any situations. When in doubt, change them out. Is the best, your best bet. So, like I said, start focusing on the winter time. Now is the time to start getting your gear set. Checking it. Check it twice. When in doubt, buy new. You don't want to have any surprises. And, you know, so getting that mindset. It's going to get cold here soon. Let's start ready to rock and roll. So, all right. We talked about the boondoggle. If you don't know, now you know. The Virginia Beach boondoggle. October 5th through the 8th. And, of course, if you need more information, contact any of the hosts. Or go to yakangler.com/boondoggle. I know Mark is putting, Mark Yakshushi Watanabe is planning on putting more information up on there on the boondoggle. It's looking like a really good time. We've got some stuff planned. The raffle is going to be good. So things should be getting there. I think it's less than 30 days away. It's the 5th of September now. I'm actually going to look at it right now. I don't really know off the top of my head. 14. Let's see here. 30 days. I was right. Wow. Mr. Lozier reminds me that please go to yakangler.com/boondoggle tab. RSVP for the boondoggle. We need that head account for the dinner, which I believe is at Salty Seas, if I'm not mistaken. And they're going to be caring for us. So please, if you're coming down or if you're in the local area and you're like, oh, I'm going to be there anyway, please RSVP for it at yakangler.com. Yeah, it's going to be at Salty Seas. Excellent. So please do that. Like I said, for any more information, please go to yakangler.com/boondoggle, and we will take care of it from there. All right. Like I said, it's going to be a short show, little reminder. So please, like I said, check your gear now. You don't want to take it out in October or November, find out that it's failed, and it's going to take you 2 to 4 weeks to get a whole new gear in. We have info. The adult dinner for the boondoggle is going to be $18. And the Giant Kickoff is coming soon. I know, we're hurrying. It's going to be $5 for kids. So that information will be put on YakAngler.com so everyone will know. We go off of also Kayak Angler Choice Awards is going on right now. Go to YakAngler.com/choice because I don't remember the full lineup. And all the information will be there. Or you can just listen in tomorrow night's show with Chip the Tree Hugger Gibson, as Chip knows all. I think he's going to go over. I know he's going to go over, you know, who's in, who's out. I'm planning on calling in for that one. Jackson Kuda, number one. Woo! You know, that's our whole plan. Let's get in there, vote. But tune in tomorrow night for more information on that. All right. I think I ran through everything. Like I said, it's going to be a short show due to kickoff night. It is football season. If you're not fishing, you're watching football. So that is my plan with that. I'd like to thank YakAngler.com, the ultimate kayak fishing resource. I'd like to thank Jackson Kayaks, number one in the world, Ma. You know, that's what we say. You know, Jackson Kayaks, hopefully filling, you know, your need. Can't say enough about them. See here, Akuma, Mustad, everyone else, thank you so much. Osarch, Shark Wranglers, last Sunday, I believe, was the season finale. Check them out on the Shark Wranglers and Osarch on Osearch, OCEARCH, on Facebook. They're doing a great thing up in Cape Cod. They're fishing for great whites out there. Go get them, guys. Wish I could be with you. But they did a great thing in the schools, showing how the tracking data is going. More info for, you know, the colleges up there. I know the National Marine Fisheries Council, Apex Predator Program is hand-in-hand with them as well. And I can't say enough about how important this is. So go out, check them out, like them, buy a shirt, cool shirts. Can't say enough. But with that, I have to call it a night. Football is about ready to kick off. So I'll let you all go. Have a great weekend. Tight lines, take good fishing, and always wear your PFD. With that, good night. And I'm going to leave you with some Yak Sushi intros.